Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we've got Michelle Dubois. She's the state rep from the 10th Plymouth District, and that includes West Bridgewater, east side of Brockton, and Precinct 1 of East Bridgewater. And Michelle has been in that position, I think, first elected in November of 2014. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm happy to be here with you, Christine. Sorry about the mix-up this morning.
Oh, that's okay. Now, you've decided to go for another term. What is it that drives you to still want to be a state rep?
You know, I'm a pretty unique public servant in some ways, in that I'm not in it because of this lifelong desire to have power, to be in politics. I really came upon this way of serving the community through grassroots activism and trying to fight for the community and stopping a garbage transfer station that they wanted to put in a residential area where they would take household garbage from the North Shore, truck it into Brockton on diesel trucks, put it on a train, and ship it out to some poor community in Ohio and dump it in one of their mines. So environmental justice and the protection of our environment and how it relates to our health is really what drives me. And much of my district has quite a few of working on low-income people and making sure that the system works for them as well as homeowners. I grew up in a family right here in the district where, you know, I grew up in a home and had good parents. But, you know, life wasn't easy, and it was a struggle. So I'm up at the State House fighting for the underdog, as I put it, and which is working people nowadays. So that's what drives me, and that's why I'm in this for another race, because there's a lot to do.
Now, if you get elected again to this race, and again this primary, and I don't believe there's no Republican running in this race. Am I correct? So it's you're in the primary.
Some may say my opponent's a Republican. That's what I... And being very disingenuous about himself and his positions. But, yeah, there isn't a general election. Last time out, someone got on through a writing campaign, so you never know. It's a democracy, so I welcome, you know, anyone to run that wants to run.
Now, if people want to find out where you stand on issues and what your positions are, do you have a Facebook page or a website they can go to and read more about Michelle Dubois?
Oh, sure. My website is www.dubois4staterep.com. And you can Google, you know, State Rep Michelle Dubois or Facebook search State Rep Michelle Dubois. And I have a Facebook page at Rep Dubois, I believe it is. And I have a personal page that I make public posts on. So I try to be very transparent so people know where I stand and they know what I'm fighting for. And that's also pretty unique in a public official. I'm very, very open about my position.
Well, that's terrific, and we appreciate you joining us today. And again, we'll be calling you again on primary night. Hope you have you call in after the polls close, so we appreciate that.
That's great. Okay, you do a great job.
Oh, thank you. That's Michelle Dubois. She's the Democratic rep for the 10th Plymouth District.